Hello, this is Michael Killian. Today I'd like to talk to you about an interesting item I learned about recently. It's the VCR talking remote control made by Cobalt Systems from the United Kingdom. This interesting little remote is designed to give blind people access to a video cassette recorder, or more precisely, the video cassette recorder's program timer, by means of a separate remote control that talks. And now I'd like to show you what that little puppy sounds like.
Channel 2, every Sunday, from 9:30 a.m. to 10:29 a.m.
First, though, a little description is in order. This remote control is, maybe 6-7 inches long, maybe closer to 10 inches long, perhaps 5-6 inches wide, and at least 2, perhaps 3 inches thick. So it is definitely thicker than most remote controls, but not as long as some. I know because I have a whole bunch of remote controls in one place, and this one is in about the middle of the pack. At the top left corner of the remote, we have the power button.
Power.
And this button looks like, it's a circle with the center being slightly lower than the edge. The edge is ridged, shall we say. And this is used to turn the VCR on and off.
Power. Power.
Now, since it does not know whether the unit is on or off, it can't say on or off, so it just says power. The little sound you hear before the speech is the actual signal being sent to the VCR.
Power. Power.
So you actually get to hear the remote control signal being sent to the VCR. Now, I am not in the same room as the VCR, so none of the buttons will actually activate the unit. We will get into what units this will cover a little later. To the right of the power button, and slightly lower than it on the unit, is the play button. The play button is a triangle pointing to the right.
Play. Play.
Which will start your VCR playing. Directly beneath the play button, there is a row of 3 buttons. The left and right buttons consist of 2 parts, or in any case, it looks like 2 parts. The part on the outside edge is a triangle pointing to the left on the left end, or to the right on the right end, with a very small rectangle attached to it. In the center of this row, you have a round button. Going from left to right, the buttons are
rewind, stop,
and
fast forward.
By the way, there is no way to adjust the volume or rate of speech on this unit. So again, the buttons from left to right are
rewind, stop,
and
fast forward.
Directly beneath the rewind button, we have a pair of round, slightly convex buttons. The first button is the record button, and the one beneath that is the stop timer button. Unlike the other buttons which control the VCR directly, the record button must be pressed twice to record. This is to prevent accidentally recording over something you have already made, or a pre-recorded tape. When you press the record button for the first time, you hear,
press again to record.
You have to press the button twice quickly in order to start recording. That time it said nothing. I've discovered that sometimes when you press the record button, it doesn't say anything. Just like that.
Press again to record. Record.
Only when you hear the beep and the word record is the unit actually recording.
Stop.
Now we press stop to make sure Their non-existent VCR is no longer recording. The next button is the Stop Timer button. With this button, you can set the VCR to stop recording after a specified period of time. Directly across from these two buttons, there is a pair of triangular buttons, one triangle pointing up, the other triangle pointing down. These are the up and down buttons, and they serve multiple purposes. In the standard program control, they are the channel up and channel down buttons. Here you can actually hear the signal of the two digits, 0 and the digit, being sent to the VCR. These channels go from
channel 1
through
channel 9.
Unfortunately, they do not go below channel 1 to channel 0, as some VCRs have a 0-0 setting for external audio, nor does it go above channel 9. More of my comments about this unit at the end of this presentation.
Channel 1, channel 2, channel 3, channel 4, channel 5.
You can hear the two digits being sent, followed by the channel number being announced.
Channel 6, channel 7, channel 8, channel 9.
And then we go back to
channel 1.
Beneath the two sets of buttons, that is the record and quick timer and the up and down buttons, you have what is described as a diamond-shaped set of four buttons. Think of this more as a square at a 45-degree angle, with the point of the square being at the top, bottom, right, and left. The topmost button of this quartet is the button to program the timer for your start and stop time. The button on the right is the check program button, and this allows you to go through and find out what items you have put into this unit's memory. The bottom button is the time announce, clock set, volume set, and I said there was no speech volume on this thing, didn't I? And VCR signal code controls. And the button on the left is the delete key.
Delete not available.
Now, delete is not available because nothing is showing. Let's start first with the simple timer. This is the slightly convex button below the record button, and these two are just below the rewind button on the left edge, or practically left edge, of the remote control. When you push the stop timer button, which is what it is called on here, you hear this announce.
Stop timer off. Stop timer off.
Now, if I were to press it real quick a second time,
stop in 15 minutes.
It will stop 15 minutes from now. If I press it again,
stop in 15 minutes.
Press it twice,
stop in 15 minutes. Stop in 45 minutes.
What you did not hear there is stop in 30 minutes. This unit advances his stop timer by 15 minutes at a time.
Stop in 1 hour. Stop in 1 hour 30 minutes. Stop in 1 hour 45 minutes.
Okay.
Stop in 1 hour 45 minutes.
Now, you have to press the button real quick to advance the time. If you wait a couple of seconds, it'll just give you the reading of its current setting. Now, I'm going to take you through and show you just how long you can set it.
Stop in 1 hour 45. Stop in 2 hours. Stop in 2 hours 15 minutes. Stop in 2 hours 30 minutes.
And this will go to
stop in 5 hours.
Up to 5 hours. So you can set this unit to automatically turn off your VCR after 5 hours. When we press it again.
Stop in 5 hours.
Press it again.
Stop timer off.
Stop timer is off. On the diamond-shaped set of keys, Let us start with the top button. Oh, on the description part, which I forgot to mention earlier, below the diamond-shaped set of keys, we have a very large, very obvious speaker grill, and it is at the very bottom of the unit. You cannot miss a speaker grill if you wanted to. It is quite obvious. Back to the top of the diamond-shaped set of buttons, we have the
press again to program video
button to program the start and stop time for whatever program you want to record. Now, at the beginning, it just says
press again to program video.
But if I press it twice quickly, I will start the process to program a video. So let's go ahead and show you how to set the timer.
Program video. Set start day, Monday.
Now, it is set to start the day. I specify the day of the week. This can only program up to 7 days in advance. Now, to go forward or backwards, I need to use the up and down arrow keys. So let's press the up arrow key.
Tuesday.
I'm going to record a program on Friday.
Wednesday. Thursday. Friday.
All right. I'm going to program a show on Friday. So push the program video key again.
Set start hour, 9 a.m.
Start hour, 9 a.m. But I don't want it at 9 a.m. I want it at 7 p.m. So again, press the up arrow key.
10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., 4 p.m., 5 p.m., 6 p.m., 7 p.m.
7 p.m. So I press the program button again.
Set start minutes, 0.
Currently it is set to start at the top of the hour. And since that is exactly what I want, I shall leave it there. But before doing that, I will show you that I can program downwards as well.
59, 58, 57.
So if I wanted to start the program at 7:57 p.m., I could do that.
58, 59, 0.
But I do want it to start at 7 o'clock, and so 7 o'clock it is. Push the program button again.
Set stop hour, 7 p.m.
The stop hour. Now the program I want to record only runs for 1 hour. So, let's do this. Press the up arrow key again. Remember, this is a set of keys directly beneath the fast forward key.
8 p.m.
I want it to stop at 8 p.m. 7 to 8. Press the program key again.
Set stop minutes, 0.
Now, I do want it to stop right at 8 o'clock. The program runs precisely 60 minutes, including all their commercials. So we'll leave it at 0. Press the program key again.
Set channel. Channel 1.
Now it's currently set to record channel 1. Well, the program I want is on channel 4. So it's up arrow.
Channel 2. Channel 3. Channel 4.
The program is set. Press the program key.
Record channel 4, Friday, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
And it is done. I have just now set the unit to turn my VCR on at 7 p.m. on Friday, turn it off at 8 p.m. on Friday, and when turned on, it is to go to channel 4. Suppose I have a set of programs in here, but I don't remember exactly what all I've put in. I've got maybe 4 or 5 items in there, and I need to figure out what is coming up next. To do that, I push the button on the right point of our diamond-shaped set of buttons. And when I push it, it gives me this response.
Check video programs. Record channel 4, Friday, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Hey, there's a program I just put in. I should mention here that the program listing gives the items in the order they will occur, not necessarily the order in which they were programmed. Push this button again.
Record channel 8 every Friday from 9 p.m. to 9:28 p.m.
That's right. I can program things not just to occur once, but every week at the same time.
Record Channel 2 every Sunday from 9:30 a.m. to 10:29 a.m.
Yes, I realize that the S in Sunday does not come over too well on this recording. If I wanted to delete one of these programs, I could certainly do so. Press again.
Record Channel 4 Friday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
I only have 3 items programmed into this unit. It can handle up to 10. But let's say I decided that I do not, after all, want to record Channel 4. I want to delete this item. I've decided that the program that I want either is not going to be on or is not going to be what I thought it was, so I decide, nah, don't want it. To do that, I press the delete key, which is the leftmost button of our diamond-shaped cage. And I get this response.
Press again to delete program.
And I have to do all this, by the way, within 1 minute of displaying a listing. Otherwise, the listing goes away. Let's press the delete again.
Press again to delete program. Program deleted.
Program deleted. Again, you have to press the button within a second or two, or that option disappears. Just to clarify this a moment, the program listing will only show up on the display, the pretend display, for about 1 minute. If you wish to delete an entry, you must do so within 1 minute or it disappears. To delete a program, you must press the delete key twice within 1 second or that option disappears. Now, let us see what programs are still listed in here.
Record Channel 8 every Friday from 9 p.m. to 9:28 p.m.
And?
Record Channel 2 every Sunday from 9:30 a.m. to 10:29 a.m.
Unfortunately, this remote control does not give you the opportunity of programming anything on a daily basis. In other words, there is no everyday or daily entry in the up and down arrow keys for the days of the week. Now, of course, in order to use this unit, you have to set its clock. It does have an internal clock, and at present it shows the current time this way.
9:57 a.m. Monday.
Now, this button, the time announce key, is the bottommost button in our set of diamond-shaped keys. Now, if I were to press it twice quickly, it would start the clock setting. Now, unfortunately, setting the clock on here is somewhat problematic, so I'm not going to set the clock right now, as it would make things difficult for me later on. I will, however, go through the settings so you can see exactly what they are. So press the button first time.
9:58 a.m.
Again.
Set clock hours. 9 a.m.
Now use the up and down arrow keys to specify the hour.
Set clock minutes. 58.
And press the program clock setting button again. Then use the up arrows or down arrows to set the minute. Press the clock set button again.
Set clock day. Monday.
Now this one I will show you. Use the up arrow keys.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And back to
Monday.
Now you have to specify the day of the week because this unit does not have a calendar in it. As mentioned earlier, you can only program items up to 7 days in advance. Push our clock set button again.
Set speech volume, volume 6.
Now, this I will show you. Set speech volume. Again, use the up and down arrow keys to adjust the volume.
Volume 7. Volume 8.
Is that the top? I believe it is.
Volume 1.
I push the up arrow key and it's now at volume 1. It's lowest setting.
Volume 2. Volume 3. Volume 4, Volume 5, Volume 6, Volume 7, Volume 8.
For the rest of this review, I will have this set on Volume 8. Now I press the clock set button again.
Set video code. Video code 7.
Since this is, in a way, a universal remote, in that it can be set to program almost any VCR on the market, it has to have codes. Now there are, let's see, I believe there are only 7 codes on here. I am set on code 7 for a Toshiba unit. I use the up and down arrow keys to cycle through the codes.
Video code 8.
Okay, there are actually 8 codes on here. Alright. Press the up arrow key again.
Video code 1. Video code 2. Video code 3. Video code 4. Video code 5. Video code 6. Video code 7.
Now, different brands of VCR, including Philips, Panasonic, Sony, and Toshiba, have their own separate program codes. If your unit does not match one of the listed items, simply go through the codes anyway, pressing the power button each time to see if your unit will turn on and off. If it does, then you've got the right setting. And if it doesn't, such as in the case of the Mitsubishi units, then you will have to forego that model of VCR. Once you've determined the correct program code for your unit, you press the clock set button again.
10:01 a.m. Monday.
And we're back to announcing the time. This unit takes 4 AA batteries, which are not included when you purchase this unit. The signal on this unit is a very powerful one. In other words, you do not have to point it directly at the VCR in order for it to work. So long as it is in the same room and there is nothing blocking the signal, such as a box, wall, radio, or something else, then the signal will bounce off the walls and go to the VCR. So you could have your talking remote control pointed directly away from the VCR and have the VCR still respond to it. This unit sells for $139.95 plus shipping. A cassette tutorial comes with this unit, which is incomplete. It does, however, besides telling you how to use the unit, contain the entire text of the printed manual. Some final comments. This unit, while it certainly does the job, letting you program a VCR independently, it does have some very serious problems, one of which I shall show you by programming a video setting here. So let's go back to our video program button, which is the topmost one in the diamond.
Press again, program video, set start day, Monday.
We'll do something very similar to what was done before, only this time let's set it for every Saturday. So let's use a down arrow key.
Every Sunday, every Saturday.
Every Saturday.
Set start hour, 10 a.m.
Now I don't want it at 10 a.m., I want it at 5:30 p.m. So use the up arrow key.
11 a.m., 12 p.m., 1, p. 2, 3, 4, 5 p.m.
Press the video program button.
Set start minutes, 0, 0, 1, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 10, 11, 12, 13, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 19, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 6, 20, 20, 20, 9, 30.
Now it's set for 5:30.
Set stop hour, 5 p.m.
Now I want this program to stop at 6 o'clock. It's only a half hour program, so press the up arrow key.
6 p.m.
Press the program video button again.
Set stop minutes, 0.
6 o'clock, exactly what I want. So press the program video button again.
Set channel, channel 1.
Now, I'm going to press the down arrow key and show you what you get.
Manual.
Manual. Manual. With this setting, the unit does not change the channel of your VCR and will start recording on whatever channel your VCR is set. So if you want to record on, say, channel 13 or 25 or 52 or anything else, you will have to use your VCR's own remote control to set the channel and make sure it is kept on that channel when this unit starts operating. You will need to make sure that your VCR is turned off before this unit is set to start its program time. Press the video program button again.
Record every Saturday from 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Now you notice it did not specify a channel. That is because it is on manual, where it will not change the channel. That is one of its very serious drawbacks. It will only go up from channel 1, which we don't use in this country, to channel 9, and then manual when you are programming the timer, where you have to specify the channel yourself and make sure that your VCR is on the channel you wish to record. This does not have a numeric keypad, just the buttons I have described. Power, play, rewind, stop, fast forward, record, stop timer, up, down, video program. This is the diamond shape set now. Check video program, clock announce and set, and delete. In my opinion, it's a very big mistake to have the speech volume and the video code attached to the clock set button, as you have to go through all of the clock settings before you can get to either one of those. The biggest problem with setting the clock is that the clock is set once you have specified the minute that it is to be on. There is no final set button, and there is no button to zero the seconds. You will need actually to have this unit set to start a few seconds before the minute, up to 10 seconds before the minute. Why? Because it takes a few seconds for your VCR to turn on and load the tape and start recording. It takes perhaps 7 seconds for all that to happen, or could happen in as little as 3 seconds, depending upon the model of VCR you are using. I would give this unit at most a C. On the positive side, its voice is very clear, very easily understood. As you could tell, it is a British voice, which makes sense since it is made by a British company, Cobalt Systems. The buttons are all readily identifiable, and it is very speech-friendly. Everything talks. Should you have a problem with this unit, in that something is not working right, either the clock doesn't seem to be talking right, or the programs that you have put into the memory don't seem to work right, there is a reset button. The reset button is actually a small hole in the top of the unit. You put something in there, such as, say, a stylus, and you punch a button that is recessed in the unit. Push it gently once, and if you hear no speech, then the unit has been reset, but without loss of memory. If you hear it say something such as VCR remote time set, then the entire memory has been lost, and you will have to reset it. If you wish to purchase one of these little puppies, in the United States, you can go to Ann Morris Enterprises at 1-800-454-3175. In the United Kingdom, you can get it from Computer Room Services. I do not have an address or phone number for them, but those of you in the United Kingdom probably already know that information. With that, I shall complete this presentation of the Cobalt Systems Talking VCR Remote Control. If you wish to contact me or have any questions or comments, you may do so by writing to k4mfk@arrl.net. Again, that address is k4mfk@arrl.net.
Main menu.
Main menu. Main menu.
main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.